Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Eugene Rogers, the artistic director of the Washington Chorus.
And thanks for joining us again. We appreciate chatting with you every time. This time, of course, we're talking about A Candlelight Christmas, which is coming to both the Kennedy Center Concert Hall and the Music Center at Strathmore. A bunch of different dates. You can check all the different dates online, but is this your guys, where does this fall in terms of COVID getting back out there? I know we've interviewed you a couple times throughout here with virtual performances and the like, but where is this for you COVID wise?
Jason, this is my first live and in-person performance with the Washington Chorus after almost a year and a half.
That's crazy. You've been with them in the year and a half, but this is still your first live one.
Who's ever heard of that, right? It's exciting.
Explain why that is. You know, catch our listeners up. You know, what you've been doing in that year and a half of your, you know, running the show here.
Sure. For the first year and a half, we've been working quite a bit, producing new digital content from our, you know, our cantata for More Hope for Tomorrow to our carols on demand, where people can order personalized songs to loved ones. To we had another spring also a performance that we did virtually to open sings with the community, and finally now we bring back this long tradition of the Washington Chorus, these candlelight Christmas concerts. And really, it was one of my first exposures to the Washington Chorus, hearing that wonderful recording live at the Capitol, and then going to see this concert live 2 years ago. So for me, it is exciting to be able to bring back this tradition, really. And we've got, you know, we're keeping some old favorites, and we're bringing a few new special treats as well.
All right, let's dive into that then. You teased it. So let's go into some of the, you know, the songs that we might hear if we come out. You know, we want to come get in the holiday spirit. So what sort of, you know, candlelight Christmas carols will we hear?
Well, of course. Well, first of all, the Washington Chorus is known for sort of having a Lessons in Carol influenced concert. And so we definitely will open with the Wilcox arrangement of Once in Royal David City, that beautiful processional that we all love. You're going to hear the National Capitol Brass and Percussion as well, playing with us on a lot of traditional tunes. Oh, Come All Ye Faithful, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And then we've got a couple of new things as we, of course, bring back one of my favorite Christmas arrangements of Mary Had a Baby by Roland Carter, this gospel arrangement with Andy Marie Moore, Metropolitan Opera star, as our soloist. We've got a couple of children, a fun, traditional, fun, secular carols as well. And then we have our two high school groups. We're very excited about our side-by-side collaborations, one being the Duke Ellington School of Arts, as well as Reservoir High School in Maryland. So bringing back that tradition. And how can I forget the legendary, the dream Isaiah saw that the Washington Chorus is so known for. We cannot forget that, and that will be returning as well. So we're just excited. We're chomping at the bit to share this music with the community.
Fantastic. Sounds like a bunch of great songs. They'll definitely get us in the holiday spirit. What do we see in terms of, you know, how many people are on stage with the chorus? How many, you know, what types of instruments might be joining you with up there?
Sure. We're excited that our organist and pianist this year, we've added sort of a piano percussion component to some secular tunes. So Paul Besant Jr. will be joining us on the organ and the piano. We have, as I said, the National Capitol Brass, so a group of brass players as well as percussionists, two percussionists. And then singers-wise, we will have at times, gosh, I hope up to 80 to over 100 singers on that stage, you know, because we have so many performances, not every singer can make every single performance. So I think our chorus is about 160 in size, but I don't, all of them won't be there for every single concert, but we will definitely have at a minimum 80 singers, and sometimes upwards to 120, 30, 40, depending on the night of the concert. So a lot of singing, a lot of, and solo soloists from within the group, as well as our guest soloists who I mentioned earlier as well. So it'll be a full stage of music making together. And like I said, there's something for everyone, regardless of how you celebrate Christmas, whether that's more of a sacred or more of a secular idea of Christmas, we will have something for you.
Great. And I know the whole thing runs like 75 minutes without an intermission. So
75 minutes without intermission. So which is a change, and we think is a more friendly one as well for COVID, as well as these busy times. If folks don't want to be out for two hours, you can come in, get a bit of Christmas for 75 minutes roughly, and then obviously go home and be with your family.
And talk about why, you know, maybe if our listeners haven't been up to Strathmore in a while, or even the Kennedy Center Concert Hall, describe them as venues themselves. You know, why, you know, decorated for Christmas with all these carols going on inside, why that's going to be so magical in those specific spaces.
Well, you know, the Kennedy Center is just, I mean, it's such one of our nation's treasures, right, as a performance venue. And so for many of our D.C. residents, I mean, the holidays is, they think of the nation's capital and the Kennedy Center. I mean, there's no really better historic hall for that. And so we are just honored to be a part of that long tradition at the Kennedy Center. It's, of course, it's beautifully decorated. Inside, as well as they've got the lights. If you've, those of us in DC can see the beautiful holiday lights that they've already added to the hall. And so from the moment you exit your car, you will get into the Christmas spirit. And then the Music Center at Strathmore has become one of my also favorites, because it's so beautifully decorated with it's a modern hall with a lot of various lighting opportunities. Also inside as well as outside, with beautiful decorations that greet you right when you step into the foyer. They've all sorts of holiday decorations, and then that continue inside of the hall as well. And so we last year, I don't know if you know about this, we did a virtual Candlelight Christmas. It was filmed in the Music Center at Strathmore. So those who maybe watched us on demand last year for our Candlelight Christmas, you will see that same beautiful space live and in person if they choose to come. We also are offering our last year's concert on demand for those who don't quite feel comfortable coming out yet due to the COVID-19 and the variants. And so we're sort of reselling that concert as well for those who still want the Washington Chorus but not comfortable coming out to concerts at this time. And so that is available as well on demand.
So the on-demand version, it runs December 1st through the 31st. That is last year's show.
That is last year's concert. Yeah, if you want current repertoire, the full chorus, that is that performance, of course, only features, we could only have 8 singers on stage. And the organist and myself, very limited capacity. So if you know, it's a very, I call it our candlelight chamber, if you will, candlelight Christmas. But if you want the full chorus and brass percussion, you can only get that live and in person at the Kennedy Center as well as the Strathmore.
Right. And will there be candlelight?
There will, of course, be candlelight. Of course, the processional. We're known for those beautiful candles as we process, as well as Silent Night. One of the long traditions as well of the Washington Chorus is singing Silent Night with the audience and everyone with candles or with cell phones, which becomes sort of now everyone's personal candle, if you will. It's a beautiful moment in the concert.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, before we run, speak directly to our listeners and say, you know, come on out, get in the holiday spirit, you know, that kind of thing. Why should they come? Speak directly to them.
Absolutely. I just want to encourage everyone to, you know, we've had such a hard year, a year and a half as a country, as a world. And we all need a bit of beauty and a reminder of that beauty, even during this time. And so I want to encourage people to come out, bring your family and friends, make it a moment. I guarantee you won't be disappointed by what you're going to hear and see on that stage. This is my first time in the D.C. Maryland, Virginia community with the Washington Course, and come out and celebrate this new beginning as well with my journey with the course. But most of all, come to hear the beautiful music with family and friends. We hope to see you there.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for doing this. Again, it is the Washington Chorus's annual tradition of a candlelight Christmas back in person. It'll be at Strathmore December 16th, 17th, and 23rd, and then at the Kennedy Center December 19th, 21st, and 22nd. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Jason. I always enjoy speaking with you. I appreciate it.
Likewise. All right. Well, Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.